can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, away we go on a Tuesday podcast. What's in your ass today, Al?
Oh, hi there, Jerry. A couple, I don't know how long ago this movie came out. It was called The Whale.
Yes, it was with Brendan Fraser.
Yeah, Brendan Fraser.
Yeah.
And he's a very large, obese,
yeah,
morbidly obese
Never
man.
Never saw it, but I did read a lot of the reviews about it.
Yeah, same thing. He's a morbidly obese man. He's trying to reconnect with his daughter. He doesn't leave his house. He's embarrassed. He's whatever it is. It seemed interesting to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw that it appeared on Netflix. Netflix,
oh, okay.
Yeah. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to save this. So the other night, Friday night or Saturday, whatever it was, Gina and I have a hard time agreeing on movies.
Right.
She likes these like fantasy sci-fi movies.
Really?
Yeah, which I have no interest in.
Oh, that's surprising. Okay.
She likes that it takes you out of your world.
Mm-hmm.
And I like murder documentaries. So I said, hey, there's this movie, The Whale. I go, this kind of looks interesting. She goes, yes.
Depressing, isn't it?
I think so.
Oh.
Well, we didn't know. We got less than 1 minute in. The movie starts. They're panning into this man's apartment or home. You see him from behind. He's sitting on the couch. He's watching a porno, jerking it.
Yes.
And she goes, I ain't watching this.
And that was that.
Yeah. I go, yeah, I'm kind of with you. Why start it with that way?
I don't know. I don't know. I am aware of that beginning. I remember that was a thing when it first came out.
That I don't need to see a big, morbidly obese man. I don't need to see a good-looking man masturbating.
Right.
I certainly don't need to see a morbidly obese man.
Just maybe a middle-aged man that's bald?
Yeah, something middle-aged, semi-good-looking, not great.
I hear you.
Yeah, just like really bugged me.
Yeah, no, I get that. I didn't watch it. I do believe that is a very depressed. I don't think that has a happy ending, that movie.
Yeah, I don't think it does either. Jerry, I got a viewer mail.
Okay.
And I actually got this a while ago. I keep forgetting. I got this on November 8th.
By the way, I got a letter from a man who sent me a very nice handwritten note.
Oh, is that right?
It was very complimentary.
Nice.
When I opened it, I was thinking, oh boy, this guy's going to slaughter me. He couldn't have been nicer.
Wow.
I was like, yeah, nice people in this world.
There are some nice people.
Yes. Anyway, go ahead.
This man wrote to us, Jerry. I'm going to leave all the names out.
You guys suck.
I did ask him if I could read this on the air. I said I would change names.
Okay.
But I guess he's looking for advice, but he's in quite a quandary.
Uh-oh.
Jerry. It goes like this. Al and Jerry, I've been in an interesting situation for a couple of years now, and I'm unsure what to do. I've been seeing this girl I met at work 3 years ago. When we met, she had a boyfriend, and I had a girlfriend. But we pretty much connected the first night we met.
Okay.
We stayed in touch, hung out a couple of times, flirted with each other. Nothing more, although we seemingly couldn't stay away from each other. In 2022, she had a family emergency and had to go back home to where she's from, different state.
Mm-hmm.
She subsequently broke her ankle a few weeks before she was supposed to come back to work. The catch is, the boyfriend became her fiancé.
Hmm.
The fiancé is now her husband.
Okay.
Since that time, we've been sleeping together.
Uh-oh.
Multiple times.
Oh, boy.
We have a deeply rooted emotional connection. Her husband has no idea. I broke up with my girlfriend for her, expecting she would do the same, because we can't seem to stay away from each other. We saw each other last week, and it was more of the same. Dinner, drinks, sex. And we always have an amazing time together. She has, let me see this, I'm just my screen grabs.
Whoa.
She has since been settled down back in another state where she lives, and although she hasn't been cleared to come back to work, she has repeatedly said she wants to be with me, given she's been having an affair with me for 3 years. But she doesn't want to uproot her life and claims she's not unhappy in her marriage, but also doesn't not to want to have me in her life. I know I should walk away at this point and move on. Easier said than done. We've both tried that multiple times already and just end up back together. A lot to unpack here, boys. What should I do?
I don't know.
That's a rough one.
I mean, they're sleeping together?
Yeah.
I mean, it's one thing to be friends. It's another thing when you get physical now.
Yeah. And it's strange that they were sleeping together when she had a boyfriend.
Yeah.
And then she agreed to marry this man and then actually married this man. And she's still having an affair with this guy.
Why wouldn't she have broken up with the boyfriend if this was so good? And neither one was tied down yet, for lack of a better term. You know what I mean? Married.
It's a rough one. I think that's what it is at this point, right? So she's clearly not... She had a chance to break up with a boyfriend, which is much easier to do than break up with a fiancé, which is much easier to do than break up a marriage.
Yeah. There were two opportunities before she got married.
Where she knew this guy already.
Yes. And, wow, that's a rough one because they obviously enjoy each other. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to say other than you either... take it as it is and understand that's what it's going to be and hope that the husband doesn't catch her, or you move on. And I know it's easier. I get it. But you know what? You might have to.
Yeah, because I think they're in two different places. He broke up with his girlfriend because he didn't see this as the right thing to be with this girl.
Yeah.
She is able to compartmentalize him and her marriage. So if he's okay with that, which it doesn't seem like he is okay with that,
yeah,
then you, I guess, can keep doing what you're doing. But he's going to be the guy that ends up not in a relationship because he's not going to get another girlfriend when this is going on.
Yeah. Well, and not for nothing, too. You mentioned the whole sleeping together for years now. What if she got pregnant? It's amazing. Like, people don't even think of that.
Yeah.
Maybe they do. I don't know. And as, you know... we've talked about you were in the drugstore all those years. You can buy and use condoms. They are not 100%.
Right.
Like, you want to talk about complicating life? You get her pregnant and she's married? Oh, my God.
First of all, guess what? You've got to figure out, is that your baby the husband's baby?
She's got to figure that out. That's right.
The other thing that's in the mix in this letter is multiple states working here. She's in one state. He's in another state.
Yeah.
Her family's in a third state. Like...
why not? If it seems complicated, which I would think would make it easier to move on. It's not like, yeah, I don't know.
But he's having, Jerry, this amazing chemistry when they are together, as bad as it is for him, because he's not in a position, or she's not really in a position to be doing this.
I understand. But that is, I don't know, like, what's a good outcome here? If, like, he doesn't move on. Give me the options. Yeah.
No, if he doesn't move on, it's not a good outcome.
Mm-mm. I mean, you watch, not for nothing, you watch a lot of these crazy documentaries. A lot of times bad stuff happens. You know, husband finds his wife in bed with another guy, or, you know, trails her, or the wife trails him to a hotel where he's meeting a woman. Like, flirting with danger, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, playing with fire, whatever.
Yeah, so I guess then, Jerry, our advice is you got to cut that off.
I think so.
But you can't even be friends with her.
No, because it seems like they can't without all the extra stuff.
Yeah, that's what it seems like.
It seems like they don't seem like they can just have a platonic adult relationship and just be friends. It sounds like when they see each other, it just goes from 0 to 60.
I wonder why the woman doesn't want that. So she must have that with the husband as well. Or she's settling for a lesser excitement. You know what I mean?
And then he makes up for the lack thereof. I don't know.
Yeah,
that sounds like a very complicated scenario all the way around.
Right, because the next step is this woman will get pregnant with the husband, and they're going to start a family. You know, he went from boyfriend to fiance to husband, now will be father.
Yeah.
I
would think you've got to walk away.
Yeah.
I don't know that there's another option. And yeah, easier said than done. I know that.
Yeah.
But I think you're going to have to. That's, man, tough.
That is a tough one, Jerry.
That is tough.
All right. So our advice is you got to bail on that.
Yeah. I don't know what else to tell them.
Speaking of that, you mentioned about like a husband or an ex, then, you know, getting upset and da-da. Yeah. There are 48 Hours has all of their shows on YouTube, regular YouTube. Mm-hmm. I always wonder, like, what makes a show, because that's a CBS show, right?
Yes.
Is it CBS or A&E? CBS.
Yeah, 60 Minutes on CBS, absolutely. Except on the West Coast.
Yeah. So 48 Hours is the show I'm talking about.
Oh, I thought you said 60 Minutes. I'm sorry.
But 48 hours, I don't know. I think it is a CBS show. They're all up on YouTube. Not by some random person putting them up. 48
Hours. By CBS or 48
Hours? 48 Hours.
And I wonder, why wouldn't that be on Paramount Plus?
I don't know. Like, what makes a show decide they're going to put all their episodes on free YouTube?
The only thing I would think is, did they start doing that and upload them before the app came out?
Yeah, so, for example, I watched one last night because they were popping up on my For You, and when there's nothing on Netflix at night, I'll put that on because they're over in 40 minutes.
Yep.
It's great. But I went to the 48 Hours channel.
Yeah.
Last week, 2 weeks ago, they're uploading.
They're the new ones.
Yeah.
I don't know. You're hitting me with questions I don't have answers for.
Yeah, like I wonder just how they decide sometimes, like, hey, let's put up all of our shows, or these should be on a paid app. Or
I don't know. I also don't understand, and I won't mention the show, but like my younger son is watching, he's literally binge watching a show on YouTube that is uploaded by some random guy. That I don't understand how YouTube allows that. Like, isn't that protected in some way, shape, or form?
He's uploading.
It's like,
so he's not responsible.
Like Johnny463 has uploaded all the Cheers episodes, for instance. And they're there, commercial free. The commercials are out, and it's the series. It's not Cheers. I'm just using it as an example. Like, how is that not a protected thing? Because don't these channels pay ridiculous amounts of money to rerun
Cheers,
to put the reruns on?
Yeah,
well, whatever. Right. I'm just saying.
Well, but that's a big one. Cheers, yeah. Seinfeld, they were the ones.
So
they were the expensive ones.
Yeah. Even if it's The Simpsons, say. Like, I don't know. I just can't. I'm like, hey, it's going to be shut down one day. He's like, no, I'm almost through the whole series. I'm like, what? I'm like, how is this allowed? I don't understand.
I don't know.
And then sometimes you'll post something on YouTube and they'll flag it because there's 2 seconds of a song that's not supposed to be in it.
Right.
But he's watching a whole series. I don't get it.
I don't understand that either.
And now I want to know, is the person uploading that show, are they getting paid? Because it's literally got millions of views.
Yeah.
But it's not their content. I don't understand.
You're correct.
I don't understand. It's nuts.
Yeah. So Bruce Springsteen was on Howard Stern recently.
Okay.
A couple weeks ago. The Howard Stern channel on Sirius XM was uploading clips.
Yeah.
It was a lot of clips, but it was good. It was good. Then I saw some random YouTube user put up the video of the entire 2.5 hour interview with no commercials.
Really?
I was like, well, thanks to this person.
Is it still there?
Yeah.
Wow. That's interesting. Okay.
How do they?
I don't know.
You're right. Really though, I've put out when I used to thought I was going to do something with YouTube years ago. I was doing something with Boomer and Carton stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the Jane's Addiction song.
Yeah.
Cued the thing like, no, this is not allowed.
Right.
You don't have the rights to Jane's Addiction music.
But if you want to put up reruns of Seinfeld, no problem. Like, huh?
Very strange.
Yeah, I agree. It is. It's nuts.
Very strange.
It is nuts.
Yesterday, Jerry, we were talking about the cheese guy at ShopRite.
Yeah.
I did not hear from the cheese guy at ShopRite, unfortunately.
Did you call him?
I didn't call, but I thought maybe someone would know the cheese guy.
Oh, that was listening to this?
Yeah, I was hoping. But I did get a message from a fellow named Dustin, a direct message. He said, I heard your story with the cheese guy at ShopRite. I had to chime in. When I was 17, I started working at Men's Warehouse. I worked for it a few years and developed an extensive knowledge of formal wear.
I believe it.
The first question to customers was always, what's the occasion? And then we can talk about the style of suit, colors, and how to match certain things up. I learned it from an older woman who was the manager at the store who worked in formal wear her whole career. There was no handbook or formal training. So he's thinking this is like with the cheese guy at ShopRite.
Yeah.
No handbook or formal training. You just learn and become an expert because mm-hmm. you do it all the time. Jerry is correct on the guy maybe embellishing We did that at the Men's Warehouse because we were motivated because we got commissions out of our sales.
Oh, I didn't get commissions at the liquor store.
This guy says, I don't believe you're getting commissions in the cheese department at ShopRite or at Jerry's Liquor Store. My opinion is the guy really knows his stuff with a hint of embellishment.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's about right.
That sounds fair.
Right.
And he is right. And how many times have you and I talked about the more you do anything in life, the better you get at it?
Hell, I know about sports now because I work here.
That is very true.
And I read articles, Jerry, and I watch highlights. I know all about the Yankees and the Mets and all these things.
So, like, I didn't go to, you know, mechanical school, and yet even to this day, I can change a flat tire in 8 minutes, and I can change oil because I did it a million. I was taught, and I did it a million times at the garage. Like, I think you and I have had this conversation. I don't know that we could become neurologists.
Yeah.
But I do think there's a lot of things in life that you can, you know, acquire that ability and become good at it.
Like, yeah, we have talked about that. Like, my brother-in-law is a dentist.
Yeah.
In Edison, New Jersey. Could he teach me how to do a filling?
Yes.
Like, he could teach me, do the drill. Wee, wee, wee.
And then you can open your own Al's Fillings.
We just do fillings here.
That's it.
It's quick. It's like a Jiffy Lube, but for fillings.
Yeah.
We don't waste time doing root canals and all these other things. You come in, we drill your teeth.
Yep. That's it.
We fill them up.
I had an idea years ago. This was when I was asking my wife if I could take $3 out of the jar to go hit golf balls.
When you were unemployed?
When I was in between jobs, yes. Yeah. And my idea was, and it's amazing, I think it actually, I'm not sure, I do think there's companies that do it now. I remember asking her what she thought about me buying a portable heavy-duty jack and doing oil changes in your driveway.
Mm.
Make the appointment, we come to you. You don't, because the biggest pain in the ass for anybody is to have to get in the car and go and then deal with the place and in the appointment. Can you get me in? Am I waiting? Do I need a ride? And my idea to her was, and this was...
You're going to be like Safe Flight Repair?
Yes. Yeah.
But for oil changes only. Great.
And I thought, you know, it'd be a cool thing. I was going to get a different cell phone, and that would be the company phone, and that was it. I didn't know anything about websites or anything back then. It was right after we got married, so it was 1999 or 2000, I forget. And it was in between when I was only working Friday nights here. She thought it was a pretty good idea, actually, but I didn't know how to get the word out. I'm like, I knew where to, I was going to go to Pep Boys. I saw the jacket was, you could do it where the posting would go in. And so it was easy to get it around. And I knew how to do it. And I knew most of the cars. I figured if there wasn't, I'd look it up somehow or ask a friend of mine. But I didn't, how do you get the word out? I had no money to advertise. And so I never did it.
You ought to advertise on this show, Cheers, I'm watching on YouTube. It's got millions of views, Jerry.
Well, the funny thing is now you could do it. Because you could post on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter and on this podcast. And, you know, it probably would work.
Yeah, that does sound like it would
because
work.
Because I think the biggest thing I think people are looking for in life, I could be wrong about this, but I really think convenience, because time is so precious and everyone's doing a million different things. And if you could come up with something that you are cutting inconvenience out of their life and saving them time, I think it's worth its weight in gold. I do.
Craig Carton must know these young guys that they have a mobile car wash service. Because I see he puts it on Instagram sometimes.
Okay.
They're young guys. They look like they're just starting out. So I think he's helping them out. But they come to your place where your car is. They wash it. They vacuum it all out. And then
it's great.
Yeah, you're in your house.
That's a very good idea.
Yeah.
And you know what? Those are types of things, if you enjoy doing it. I mean, yes, from time to time, you're going to get an a-hole that's like, you missed a spot.
Right.
Really? Come here. I'll punch you out. You missed a spot right in your face.
Punch them right out.
But, I mean, I think most people would be very excited to not have to do it themselves.
Yeah.
And, you know, it could be fun.
I agree.
Could be fun.
One of the competitors to Audacy as a radio company is called iHeart.
Yeah.
So they've been doing a lot of layoffs lately.
Did they lay off all their anchors?
I did see they laid off a lot of anchors.
They did.
But they laid off two. Laid off. They got rid of.
Fired.
I don't know. Laid off. I always used to think that laid off meant we're you're no longer doing this job. Hang tight. We're going to find something else for you.
Right.
But that's not what laid off is. Laid off is...
No.
Laid off is fired without...
In a nice way.
Like you didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
We...
Budget cuts.
Budget cuts, yeah. So it's interesting watching. There's... In San Francisco in particular, there were two stations where the... I believe the morning shows... If not the morning... One was the morning show on a rock station, and one was a sports talk guy, Tom Tolbert.
Well, I remember Tom Tolbert, the former NBA guy.
Former NBA guy.
Yeah.
So he was on the air there at KNBR for 30 years.
Tom Tolbert was doing KNBR mornings for 30 years.
I don't know if he was on in the morning.
But
he
was KNBR on, yeah. for 30 years. Wow.
And I know how he got that job, too. Tom Tolbert used to go on Jim Rome in the 90s
mm-hmm.
when Tom Tolbert was still playing or was just out of league.
Yeah.
And it was so great. I remember I was a Jim Rome listener enjoying it because I don't think he was a great player. But he was so good on the radio because he wasn't the star player.
Yeah, right.
He had great stories that he was willing to share, and he played with some like Hall of Famers.
Right.
But that and this morning show, and I watched on YouTube their goodbyes, and it was so weird because the audience out there knows them so well, and yet I didn't know them. I had no connection to their goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think that's what's really interesting. And what we're probably losing with radio is that in certain towns and cities, people can be very popular. And then outside of it, no one knows who
correct
you are.
Yeah.
But they connect so well. Like this rock morning show, they were crying. There was like five people. I didn't know a soul. And I work in radio.
Right, right, right.
But the people there know them for all these
years. Well, that's like
when
we go to these Hall of Fame luncheons.
Yeah,
big
right.
fish, small pond. You know, whether you're in Albany or you're in some town in Iowa. I mean, remember the one person with the video they put together? It was like they owned like the town. Like the DJ owned the town.
Yeah.
And if you were a country artist, or remember they were talking about if you were the musical act coming in, you would actually get mocked by the DJ and you had to take it because if you didn't, the town would revolt against you and your music.
Yeah. Like, right.
Wow.
I've heard comedians on podcasts now.
Maybe that's what I'm
thinking.
Yeah,
like comedians who have been around since the 90s, and they talk about how they used to have to do morning radio in town.
And you know what?
Yeah.
Maybe it was you that told me that. Okay.
And they'd say they'd go in, and the person might be a dick.
Right.
But you were like, the manager of the club was like, trust me, you have to be nice to these guys.
Because you'll lose. Yeah.
You're going to lose to a guy you've never heard of.
I'm confusing the two. That's right. That was your story.
Yeah.
That wasn't the small DJ.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's funny, but it just sucks like when those.
Yeah.
And then they got to put something on the air. So I guess Tom Tolbert was probably making too much money because he'd been there for 30 years.
Maybe.
And now they're just going to throw some schmuck up there.
Oh, so they're not gone. The station's not gone.
No, station's not gone.
The show.
Yeah. Same with the morning show on the rock station. They're probably going to replace that morning show with a single DJ.
I think it's the one thing about. And probably because we're on CBS Sports Network, well, obviously that's why. Maybe it's the Odyssey app. I don't know. It is amazing to me, and I've told you this 100 times, when I sell these calendars, I cannot believe how many go to out-of-state addresses. Like the amount that I ship to Texas and Florida, North and South Carolina. I had one yesterday that's going to Missouri. Missouri? Why? It blows me away. It really does.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not even surprised by it anymore, but it's, I had one that went to Vegas, a few in California. It's just wild to me. And that doesn't mean we're that popular outside of the New York area, but we definitely have people that watch from outside the New York area.
Yeah.
Pretty interesting.
Yeah, very interesting. So hopefully Mr. Tom Tolbert and the others land on their
Tom
feet
Tolbert
if they want to.
Also did games on ESPN for a while.
Oh yeah?
He did. Yes, he was an NBA analyst on ESPN for a while. I'm almost certain.
I think you're
of
right.
It. I'm pretty sure.
He used to have great stories when he was going to Jim Rome. So funny.
How could he not?
Recruiting stories for college.
Yeah.
I remember there was one story, I forget what it was about, but it ended up of a guy who was trying to extort players. I don't know if they were college Oof. Players. He would take his as Tom Tolbert would say, his crank out near your face while you were sleeping and take a picture of it. And then he's like, well, I got this picture of...
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow. That's not right.
No. It is not right.
Holy God.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Jerry. Let's do the warm-up show. Let's end it with that.
You started with penis. You ended with penis.
Yes, absolutely, Jerry. We will see you tomorrow on a Wednesday. See you.